Okay, I have to start out with a slight disclaimer, is that I'm trying to say this year a little bit two different types of shmuzim. One that are more the conventional shmuzim, keches and nefesh, and one is a little bit more hashkafa orientated. Obviously using the same approach of shmuzim, but to focus on different topics. And I prepared this as a Monday shmooze, which was a hashkafa orientated shmooze. And then I found that I'm not speaking on Monday, so obviously once I prepared already, I liked it so much, I decided to keep it for Wednesday. But this is really a Monday shmooze, not a Wednesday shmooze. I'll love this. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to do this Ramban, even without a shmooze. It's just such a major, important Ramban, and it's almost a bizayin that guys learning in yeshiva do not know this Ramban. It's like, you know, a guy learning in yeshiva and he doesn't know one of the Taryak mitzvahs. It's like, you know. So there's a Ramban here. It says as follows. There's a pasuk that says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. Famous pasuk. So the question that the Ramban is apparently bothered by is, why does it say Lachem? It could have said, HaChodesh Hazeh Reish Chadashim. This month is the first month. Lachem is almost like a miyat. So he says as follows. I want to read the Ramban inside, forgetting about the shmooze, just because I say it's such a basic yisaidistic halacha lemaisa Ramban. V'atam achleish hazeh lachem rosh chadashim. Why does he use the word lachem? Sheimonu oiso Yisrael chodesh harishon. It's saying that we, Klal Yisrael, should count it as the first month. Mimenu yimonu kol chadashim. And based on that, you can should count the rest of the month. Sheini shlishi. Atishlam hashana b'shneim atzerchot. So you finish the year. K'dei shiyez as ikaron b'neis ha'godo. So that we can remember the great neis of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. K'bechol eish enasher chadashim. Every time we mention the month, yeh neis nisker. Again, ain't a chadashim shame b'tayra. There's no name for the month. And in the Torah, the Yom Rachosh HaShlishi, Vom Rabihi B'shan HaShenit, B'chosh HaShenit, and B'chosh HaShvi. And what he's saying here is that the Goyim have names for the month. Every month has a name. The minig is people have names for the month. But there's a mitzvah, we'll say that even if you're, he's going to explain later, okay, that even if we were going with numbers, really, Tishrei should be number one. So there's no calling Nisan Chodesh number one. Doesn't make any sense. Pashtus. It's not a name. And it's not numerically correct. So it's a special mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that we should say Nisan is the first month and continue counting with that. So that we remember every month of the year, we're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if I say today is the seventh month, and I'm in Tishrei, so by saying the seventh month, it's seven from what? Teretz is seven from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm constantly, by using the numeric value of the month, which is what the mitzvah deraisa is, to call the months by the numbers, then there's a mitzvah deraisa of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim by giving the month's numbers from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, Ukimo Shadeh Aschir B'yom HaShabbos, B'minucha Seinu, Mienu, Echad B'Shabbos, Shem B'Shabbos. The same, he brings a raya, that we have the same thing by Shabbos. We don't say Sunday or Monday, right? We don't say that. We say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. Why? Because that's the way of remembering Shabbos. So kach aschira b'siyas b'tzroimim b'minoseinu achor sherishon achor d'ashem ashisha gulaseinu. Shein aminyan is that ishana. Because really the numbers are not right. Shrei t'chia shon seim y'tishrei. Really Tishrei should be the first month. K'niksiv. Okay, so why do we start with Nisan, with the numbers? Is again to remember the gulas mitzrayim. So there's a very fascinating Ramban, just to start here, that he says two mitzvahs that people might not know, fact, I suspect many people don't know. Just one of the major reasons, just want to read it for the mitzvah. Is there is a mitzvah daraisa, according to the Ramban, to say what day is today, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. Because by saying today is Yom Revi, the shmooze is always on Yom Revi, instead of saying today is on Wednesday, you're getting a recollection of Shabbos. You're reminding yourself that Shabbos is the Iker, and everything follows Shabbos. So that is a mitzvah deraisa. Likewise, when someone asks you what day today is, which I haven't the faggot said here, Hebrew or English, and you mention the English date, whatever that is, and he says you're not getting a mitzvah. If you mention the Hebrew date and you use the numbers, and I don't have the numbers offhand, what would be this month of Shvat in the numbers? I don't know. But if you use the numbers, it's the 11th? Yeah, okay. So it's the 11th month, then you would get a mitzvah deraisa of Chodesh Azeh Lachem. Okay. Then he continues. Ukvar Hiskiru Rabbeinu Zinyan. Our Rabbana mentioned this in the Gemara. Ba'amru, it's a Yishalmi, Shmos Chadashim, Adoimonim Bebavel. Where do we get names? We use Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves. Where do we get the names from? In the Torah, there are no names, only numbers. Teret says it's from Bavel. Ki mitchila no ayulam shemes. There were no names in a month. Vasiba zeh, because there was no names on purpose, because it's not supposed to be names. Ki mitchila minyanam zeh chersias mitzroyim. Avo kasher alina mi Bavel, when they went out of Bavel. Vinitzkayim asham arakosev, and the pasuk in Yirmiyahu was fulfilled. Below Yomir, oh, the people will not say, Chai Hashem, 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 Mitzrayim. When they're coming to praise Hashem or make a shua, the amazing God who took us out of Mitzrayim, but instead they'll say, Kim Chai Hashem, 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 Hashem. So most people learn that's going on the time of the Mashiach. Then the time of Mashiach, people will no longer remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, but they'll remember the bigger nays of the Mashiach. But the Ramban's learning, it's going on the Geula of Bayis Sheni, that people, that this Geula will in a certain level eclipse the Geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chazarnu, so they changed Likro HaChadoshin, the Shem Shenikra and Be'eretz Bavel. So they started using the names, obviously Chazar or Koveya, that we should use the names from Bavel. Lahazker, to remind us, Kisham Amanda, we were in Bavel, Umisham Elino Hashem Yisparach, and Hashem took us out. Kieno Hashemos Nisan Irva, Zerosam Shemos Parsim, their Persian names. But on Nimsa Rapisifri, Navi Bavel, that's where they come from. Okay, so in other words, he's saying that what happened is as follows. Mideraisa, there was a mitzvah essay deraisa, according to Ramban, when you're counting the months. Definitely not to say January, February, that's meaningless, but to say Chodesh Rishon Sheni, because then you're remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Came along the Rabbanan, and they changed the mitzvah, and they said, instead of saying Rishon Sheni, you should say Nissan. You should say Ir, Sivan. Why? Because this way, you're reminding yourself of Yetzias Bavel, because when you say the word Nissan, where did that name come from? Oh, that's a Babylonian name. It's not even a Jewish name. It's a Bavo. It's a Goyish name. Where do we get this Goyish name? Terah says, because we were in Bavel, so we picked up their names. Oh, so then we're not in Bavo anymore. So we see Hashem took us out of Bavel. So by using the name of Nissan, Ir, Sivan, right, etc. Every month we use that we're reminding ourselves that we were once in Bavel, and Hashem took us out, and that's the key of the mitzvah. Now the Ramban happens to be, for a Lomdish Ramban, they actually talk about this Ramban in the Lomdish Sfarim, how the Rabbanan were able to be Iker a mitzvah deraisa, because it's a pretty pleiadic thing, according to Ramban. There was a mitzvah d'oraisa to count 1, 2, 3 to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Rabbanan switched it that you should count and said from Nissan, you should use the names Nissan. So how can the Rabbanan change? And you know, they can't be Iker Adavrit Min HaTorah seemingly. Poshep Shat is that on some vein, they didn't feel they're being Iker, they're substituting. It's an equivalency. Because the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to remember the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is equivalent to remember the Nisim, so it's the same mitzvah, but that's a big tumult in the Svarim. We're not going there. But before you get to any shmooze, just the Pashat Ramban is an important yisoid that we believe that there's a mitzvah essay, according to Ramban Daraisa, basically, or an equivalency of the Rabbanan, that they turned it into the Daraisa. When you use description of the days of the week, you use the Hebrew names of Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. That's a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zachar at Yom HaShabbos Akacho. The Ramban says it later, Saras Adibris. And when you use the names of the months, if you use the numerical names, then you're mekayim the mitzvah deraisa, but the Rabbanan switch it that we don't do that anymore, and instead we use the Hebrew names, and a person should realize what he's doing when he uses the Hebrew names. Most guys don't even know that the Hebrew names are Babylonian, they're not Hebrew, and they come from the Persians, and they're pure secular names, and what we're doing is we're reminding ourselves that we were in Bavel, and thereby reminding ourselves that Hashem took us out of Bavel, and that's a remembering of the Gula, which is also a mitzvah's essay of apparently the equivalency of a deraisa. So, before any shmooze, it's time an awareness that there's such a mitzvah. Most people don't even know there's such a mitzvah. Most people, I'm afraid, don't even know what the Hebrew months are. Probably give a test to go write down the Hebrew months. Probably many people would flunk. But there are 12 Hebrew months, you have to know the order, and it, granted, it's practically speaking, it's a little difficult in America to use it, because people, you know, in Israel, on my checking book, I would write the Hebrew months, because I had a frum bank, and you could write on your check the Hebrew date. You didn't have to write the English date. It's amazing. But you can't do that in America. I assume if I would write on my Chase account, Shvat, they would not cash the check. So you can't do that. And on most forms, you cannot write, if they want to know the number, you cannot write the Judaic number. Then that would not work. So it's a challenge to use this. But at least when among ourselves, and if you, you make, and among a person himself, person celebrating his own birthday, whatever it is, there is an inyan of using the Hebrew date. The Hebrew date is because it's a mitzvah of remembering the Yetziah of Bavel, or Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Ramban. If we have to give an example, if we give an example and share, if two people went to the store, one went on, so instead of using the English date, we should use the Hebrew date, because we're getting a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, that's nothing to do with the shmooze, but just an awareness that it's almost a b'zayin that we're not, it's not just that we don't keep this mitzvah, but most people don't even know that it exists. So it's important to know, at least in Ramban Shita, that's mamash and mitzvah's essay deraisa. As far as the shmooze, once I wanted to quote this Ramban for the halacha, so I had to figure out a shmooze on it. So I think there is an important shmooze here too. Ramban is saying that really the mitzvah deraisa was to use the numbers of Yetzias Mitzrayim. From Nissan is one. Why? To remember the Amei, he says, to remember the Nes of the Zikra Nes HaGadol. Because there was a tremendous Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Yetzias Mitzrayim was with the Asar Makis, Kriyas Yamsuf, that's a nes agado, there's a tremendous nes. Now, came along, B'nai Yisrael ended up, they were going into Godes Bavel, and then they went out of Godes Bavel. So according to the Ramban, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is applying to going out of Bavel, that people will no longer remember Yetzias Mitzrayim because there's a greater nace that eclipses it, the nace of going out of Bavel. And that's how he reads the Pasuk, not going on the Mashiach. And therefore, Chazal were koveya, they forget, said, because this is in a sense a greater nace, and the whole idea is we're using the numbers of the month to remember the nace of Hashem, so they substituted, if now Hashem did a greater nace, so we should remember the greater nace. So therefore, we use in months of Yetzias Bavel. Now, in general, most people, when we think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, so that has an amazing nace. All the Nisim, Gluyim. Yetzias Bavel, I'm not a historian, but as far as I know, there were no Nisim at all. Right? We have Purim, it's a different, there was a nace Nister, but it was certain obvious. Hanukkah, there's some kind of nace. But I am not familiar of any unusual, should all be derech hateva, seemingly nace, that occurred that when Bnei Yisrael left Bavel and went back to Eretz Yisrael, the king gave a decree, gave them permission to leave. Klai Yisrael left Bavel and they went back to Eretz Yisrael. There was no special supernatural nace, for sure not. So it's a shvera Ramban. The Ramban is saying that the pasuk, that the fulfillment of the pasuk in Navi, that there was a second nace that was in a sense greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim, was that they went out of Bavel, and therefore Chazal felt that we doiche the mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim because we have to remember Yetzias Bavel. Who cares about Yetzias Bavel? What was Yetzias Bavel? Nothing happened. Nothing. And the cloud, now we're back in Goddess. So we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we're back in Goddess, because it gives us chizak of emuna. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we say it in Kiddush, Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that shows that Hashem runs the world. But what does Yetzias Bavel show? So there is, I think, a shmuz in this Ramban too, that obviously, does that mean the thing? That itself, Klai Yisrael were in Golus. They were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. They were not there. There was another nation took it over. And then, after 70 years, not so long, but 70 years and 70 years, that they were able to come back is a nace. Excuse me, you're not, you're out. You're gone. You can't just come back. So it's not just the Nisim Gluyim. The whole matzah that Klai Yisrael can go back and the whole nation is somewhere else and you can move a whole nation of people, millions of people, or I don't know how many exactly the population, and reestablish a country and take control, whatever, that's miraculous. Which means, without getting into any political issues, which we gotta stay clear of. But without getting into it, right, the issues of Zionism and government, and is it government good or no good, and are they Rishoyim or Tzadikim, I don't know. Stay away. But the Metzias, that Klai Yisrael, that after 2,000 years, all of a sudden we have millions of people living in Eretz Yisrael, is a nice. The fact, if Madoch, the Ramban, says that after 70 years, that they could just go back to Eretz Yisrael was a nace, if after 2,000 years, people, the probably the largest yeshiva of Jews, or, and one of the strongest yeshiva Torah is in Eretz Yisrael now, is that they could just go back, millions of people, just go back from Arba Kavos Oretz, and go back to Eretz Yisrael and take control of the country is an amazing nace. So if Madoch were supposed to remember the nace, according to the Ramban, every time we use a month, we're supposed to remember, the nace that Hashem did over 3,000 years ago, approximately, that he took Klai Yisrael out of Bavel. Well, I would assume that a Kavachomer, that we should remember the nace that's happening now. person should use that as a chizuk of emunah. We're living in a time, 100 years ago, they had to be mechazek the emunah. They had to go ahead and look at the nays. Oh, I said Tishrei. Oh, I remember 2,000, 3,000 years ago, Hashem did a nays. He took Klal Yisrael out of Bavel and he brought him back to Eretz Yisrael. And that's a miraculous. Mechazek my emunah. I remember the Nisim Gedolim that Hashem did. So it's so much easier today. We see the nays with Faneinu. It wasn't 2,000 years ago. It was relatively recent. Kosh Baruch Hu went ahead and did that nays. I heard this from certain Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. So we don't appreciate. He said for the Eretz Yisrael for 1,000 years, the Christian world and the Muslim world were fighting over it. There were the Crusades back and forth until finally it was in the 1900s, it was controlled by Turkey. For basically 1,000 years, the Muslim world controlled the Eretz Yisrael. Then finally, the Western world, with England, after World War I, they defeated Turkey. So England was the strongest power of the world then. So they took over. And then what happens? After World War II, when the Jews are the dirt of dirt, there was probably no nation that was so treated as such a bizoyandic way that they were considered just to be murdered. And no one wanted them and no one would take them into their country. They were the most, bizoy people in the world. And what happens? They walk off with the most valuable real estate, so to speak, in the whole world. He said, that's an amazing nace. They say, Rav Volba used to say that it's, again, without getting into the government issue, but just the fact that Klal Yisrael control Eretz Yisrael, he says there's a tremendous covet to Klal Yisrael. He used to also say, I heard this from one of his close Talmidim, that we don't hear it's a stira to the entire Catholic religion, because the whole religion is that the Jews used to be the chosen people, but now Hashem, got rid of them, and the biggest raya, look how they're treated, and that they're thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. That's in their doctrine. And he says, and now it's just, they have to, it's not true. But the Maisa, it's an important Ramban. So the halacha of the Maisa is, first of all, we should be trying to mekayim the mitzvah whenever we can. Whether it's during the week, if there's no inyan to use the Hebrew days, the Hebrew day of the week, and likewise in the months. If you're to date certain things, you want to date your notebook or whatever. So instead of writing the English date, you should use the Hebrew date. You should, if you're writing something, you're talking to someone within that, at least that, I'm not saying if the person will look at you like you're crazy, okay, you can't do it, but the person will understand, and someone else in the yeshiva, then we should yikayim the mitzvah. But the second thing is that we should hear that we are living through a period, people always think, oh, if I only had miracles. So this itself, according to the Ramban, this is equal to the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you just figure it out, because he says that the God that Bayit Sheni was dwarfed by the Nes of Bayit Rishon, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's how he's earned the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Even though there was no Nisim Shabi Derech HaTeva, but that fact that they could come back after 70 years dwarfed the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that means that we have today is an amazing nace. I just want to conclude that it's interesting that the Medrash Rabbah apparently has the same kasha as the Ramban, and he gives a different answer. And just to finish the full picture, mention his answer. The question again is, why do you say Achodesh Hazel Lachem? So the Medrash brings that there's a machlokes. What do we say when we make a bracha of Kiddush Havana? We say, it says Mekash Hazachodesh, which is Chadoshim, Mekash Chadoshim, which is Mekash, I don't remember what we say even. Mekash, what do we say? It's Kiddush Devana. Anyone know? What do we say? Okay, I forgot. What? Someone help me? Oh. I can't hear. Mekash Chadoshim. Okay. So we say he brings, that's the middle shita. Okay, the three shitas here. One is Mekadesh, Mekadesh Chadashim, that's what we say, Mekadesh Chadashim, and Mekadesh Yisrael. So it brings in the why do we, what's the day of the same Mekadesh Yisrael, which is not our minig? Because it says on the fourth line, Shem Ein Yisrael, Mekadesh Moso, Ein Oso, Kodesh Klom. There's no Kedusha to the month unless our Bnei Yisrael Mekadesh it. V'al Tatama, I'm reading four lines in the bottom. And don't have it to Mu'alzeh. How is it possible that Klal Yisrael can Mekadesh the Chadoshim? Shekosh Baruch Hu Kosh Yisrael, Shenem Rav Yisrael, Nikosh Yikosh Ani Hashem. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them Kaddish, so they have the ability to make other things Kaddish. So the Medrash says that the fact that Klal Yisrael can be Mekadesh the Chodesh is a Tamua. If the Medrash says Al Tatameh, that means it is a Tamua. But I'll tell you the answer. It's like the question, it's skipping the question and going straight to the answer. It's Tamua. How can Klal Yisrael Mekadesh the Chadashim? Teretz is, it's not so Tamua because Klal Yisrael is Kaddish. Because Hashem made them Kaddish. What's so Tamua that Klal Yisrael can make the Chadashim? So we should just realize, and this is Parshat Pshat in the Medrash, I don't think I'm saying any Chidushim, but just Parshat Pshat, that when Klai, we know that that Klai Yisrael make the month through Kiddush, through the Bezin, our Koveya, what month? Bezin, our Koveya, if it's a leap year or not. That's an amazing thing. It's not just, when you determine the date, you're changing the whole world. Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world on certain dates. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there are the Shalosh HaRegalim, Ar Yemei Din, Chag Nidan Ma'amayim, right? Every Yontif has its own special skuda. If the Bezin come along and decide, okay, we're going to add an extra month, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu now judges Klal Yisrael, the world, at a different day. Not only that, but every month has its own mystical skuda. Nisan is his man for Geula, right? Every month, certain things, history repeats itself on certain months because there's special Kedusha in those days. There's special, it's those days are, have a Bekoyach to bring about certain events during its time. So when Klal Yisrael determine whether is today, well, that's it. Should we make this today other or is today Shvat? That goes ahead and changes the whole world. It changes the Bria. So it's an amazing koyach that Klal Yisrael have. Bezin sent in Yerushalayim, and they decide, we're going to make this month 30 days. We'll make it to an S day, 29 days. We'll make it a leap year. By doing that, they're changing all history. They're changing the whole Teva Ha'olam. It's an amazing koyach that Klal Yisrael have, to the point that the Medrash had Akasha out to Tameh. Klal Yisrael can do such a thing. It's almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally on Klal Yisrael, whether how he's going to judge the world, how the whole Teva of the world, we can change the sun. Klal Yisrael can change the weather, the sun rises. It's like the same thing. There's a mystical Teva Ha'olam, and we're changing it simply by being Mekadesh Levana. So the answer is yes. And that's, I cut off the end of the Medrash because it came to the bottom of the page. But that's the Medrash concludes. That's Shara Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. Chodesh Hazeh Lochem means Hashem gave you this tremendous koyach. The Goyim don't have this koyach. There's a tremendous koyach that Klal Yisrael have that they can go ahead and do Kiddush Levana. So it's according to the Ramban, the Medrash, the pasuk here is a shmuz in Gadas HaAdam. In the koyach of Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Hazeh Lochem, that Klal Yisrael have the control, Hashem put Klal Yisrael over the control, over the mystical forces of the universe, which affects not just Klal Yisrael, affects the Goyim, affects everyone. The Yom HaDin for the whole world is Rosh Hashanah, that's determined by Klal Yisrael, and whether it's a day of Din or Rachmanis, etc., is all these things, it's a tremendous koyach, so that it's almost a tmiya. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekadesh Klal Yisrael. And that goes, for eternity. That Klal Yisrael still could be, we don't have the smicha, but if we would have the smicha, we could go ahead and change, make the month today too. There was a whole shaita, those who know Jewish history, that whether in the time of the of the Alshach and the Beis Yosef, if they could re-mechayish the smicha, then they could be, that would be an afkamina, if they could start being mechayish the moon with the year, the months, that was one of the relevance. So it comes out again. So a few points, 3 points. First of all, it's important to know the basic mitzvah. That's almost the most important, that we should know there's a mitzvah of using the Hebrew dates and also the Hebrew day of the week. The havana of the mitzvah, if you don't know what you're doing, you can't be yotzei a mitzvah, is when you use the Hebrew date, you're reminding yourself that Klaiz were in Bavel, because these dates come from Bavel. These are Persian names, and therefore they're reminding ourselves that we were in Bavel, or Babylonian names, and we're reminding ourselves that we were in Bavel, and there was a Yetziah from Bavel, which is a Nes. So that's the first thing, is we should know to keep that mitzvah if we can. Second thing is we should hear that Nisim Gluyim are not only when Hashem does something which is blatantly against the laws of nature, but certain things that are so improbable are also a Nes Gadli, in the same level, and that if Klai Yisrael went out above it would be a Nes rival Yetzias Mitzrayim, and if we have a tremendous Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael today, that's probably in the same darga of a Nes, that we should use that as a tremendous chizik for Amuna. Person sees every day, he sees a Nes in front of him, he hears in the news, that should go ahead and be mechazek the Amuna. And then the third thing is that we should hear our Kedusha, that we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even the Chazal thought it was a Chiddush. Even Chazal thought it was a Tzemuah. Even the, not just that we don't think, there's even the Amoraim, or they thought it's out the Tame. It's such a plea that Klai Yisrael have such a Kayach, because that we have such an amazing Kayach, which is a simen to the amazing Kedusha that we have.